The top five at five.
They broke into a safe. He didn't even have anything in the safe.
Newsweek reporting the FBI raid on former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate was based on key information from a confidential source. Donald Trump invokes the Fifth Amendment in his deposition before New York State Attorney General's investigation into the Trump Organization. Texas Governor Abbott channels Dirty Harry, telling New York City's Mayor Adams to make his day as their feud over sending illegal migrants to New York City wages on. Congestion pricing looming, it could hit New Yorkers' wallets harder than anticipated. A New Yorker fearing for her own safety following a vicious attack at a Brooklyn park, which killed her beloved pet. The raid on Mar-a-Lago was based largely on information from an FBI confidential source, a source able to identify what documents former President Trump was in possession of and where they were located, according to two senior government officials who spoke to Newsweek. The officials were granted anonymity. The FBI raid was deliberately timed to occur while former President Donald Trump was not at his Mar-a-Lago estate. 77 WABC radio host Judge Jeanine Pirro spoke about it on Fox News.
At the end of the day here, what we've got is a corrupt Justice Department, a corrupt FBI, based upon what has happened in the last 7 years. They've gone after Donald Trump for 7 years. They will not stop. The FBI, the DOJ, the Attorney General, they want him on anything. And I'm telling you, as sure as I'm sitting here, the guy's going to run for president now because they pushed his buttons.
Both senior government officials say the raid was scheduled with no political motive, the FBI solely intent on recovering highly classified documents. Former President Donald Trump in New York City yesterday invoking the Fifth Amendment against self-incrimination as he testified under oath in New York Attorney General Letitia James' long-running civil investigation into his business dealings. During more than 6 hours at the AG's offices, Trump used his Truth social network to review the decor, very plush, beautiful, and expensive, and to suggest the AG was squandering time investigating him instead of attending to crime in New York City. James, in the past, has been very critical of Trump.
Bring him down!
His days are numbered!
Defeating Donald Trump! Nothing else matters!
What is fueling my soul right now is Trump.
Trump called the person questioning him an out-of-control prosecutor and a racist. James, a Democrat, is the first black person to hold that post. Well, Greg Abbott, governor of Texas, tapped into his inner Dirty Harry Wednesday. Abbott publicly dared New York City Mayor Eric Adams to make my day by carrying through on Adams' threat to send New Yorkers to campaign against Abbott's reelection bid. Adams made the threat in retaliation for Abbott sending busloads of illegal migrants to New York City and other Democratic cities in order to highlight the out-of-control border crisis under the Biden administration. Here's Abbott on Fox.
You know, I kind of feel like Clint Eastwood. Go ahead, Mayor. Make my day. There could hardly be anything better to aid my campaign against Beto O'Rourke than to have Beto O'Rourke have his campaign aided by a bunch of New Yorkers that will not be viewed very positively in the state of Texas.
Abbott vowed to keep sending busloads of asylum seekers to New York City. The taunt echoed Eastwood's iconic line from the 1983 movie, Sudden Impact. Congestion pricing in New York City is looming as early as next year, and it could be more costly than commuters expect. Here's 77 WABC's Bob Barrett.
The MTA says toll pricing could range from $9 to $23 when the plan goes into effect as early as the end of next year. The projections are part of an environmental review which includes a variety of possible prices for tolls to enter Manhattan below 60th Street. The cash-strapped MTA would benefit from the plan. Meantime, New Jersey residents are angry about paying extra tolls. Daniel Perstein's with the Riders Alliance.
But for the folks who drive, they're going to get a credit toward their Port Authority toll when they pay the MTA toll. They're already paying, that's going to be acknowledged.
New Jersey lawmakers are expected to oppose the plan. I'm Bob Brown for the 77 WABC Early News.
A vicious attack against a Brooklyn woman and her dog who ended up dying has changed her perspective on city safety. This woman, Jessica, like many New Yorkers, says she no longer feels safe. The woman and her dog were attacked by a man in Prospect Park. She described the assault to CBS2.
He began to spray us with what I later learned was urine. He chased us with what is a very long pole/stick that's wooden. that he carries recycling on, and just was swinging it wildly at us. He was muttering about immigrants taking over the park.
Jessica's dog Moose died during a second emergency surgery, and so far no arrests in this case.
It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.